This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 8 days until Election Day, former President Trump in Powder Springs, Georgia today at a faith-based rally. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Michigan, taking Trump to task for some of the poor taste comments and jokes made at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally, especially by some opening speakers, one calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
Last night, Donald Trump's event in Madison Square Garden really highlighted a point that I've been making throughout this campaign. He is focused and actually fixated on his grievances, on himself, and on dividing our country.
An investigation underway after two election drop boxes were set on fire in and near Portland, Oregon early this morning. Quarter pounders will be back on the menu at McDonald's this week, testing ruling out the beef, pointing to the slivered onions as a source of the E. coli outbreak. Onions will be left off the burgers in affected areas. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Election Day is a week from tomorrow, and the presidential campaigns are both spending plenty of time here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Most people living in communities red, blue, and purple already agree with us that in a free country you get to be who you are, you get to love who you love, and a woman makes her own health care decision.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Today, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is in Wausau, while Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz is in Manitowoc and Waukesha. A new report says that Wisconsin has one of the highest closure rates for charter schools in the United States. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new report shows almost half of Wisconsin charter schools closed within the first 5 years. Analysis from the National Center for Charter School Accountability shows low enrollment, fraud and mismanagement lead to such a high closure rate. Jenny Hofschulte from the Wisconsin Public Education Network says when we focus on charter schools or getting kids out of public schools and into charter schools, that means we're not addressing the big issues that impact students.
When you look at student outcomes, like poverty plays the biggest role in it, but we're not talking about how to address poverty in communities. We're saying like, well, it must be the public school system, so we'll do this other thing. You know, a charter will be better.
According to state data, Wisconsin has 226 charter schools currently in operation.
School funding is one of the key issues for voters statewide. Over 130 school referendum questions are on ballots next week. Take Civic Media with you anywhere you go. Download the free app now at civicmedia.us/app or find it on your device's app store. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal after Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury. Running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm, a low near 60, and a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps fall out of the 70s in the morning to the 50s by evening. It's 69 degrees right now.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, State Senator Brad Papp talks about fighting a highly polarizing campaign for re-election in his Cooley Region Senate District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part of this fine production. Participate at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. on the board. And I want to thank our recent guest, John Nichols from the Cap Times and The Nation magazine, for spending some time with us here today. Always love it when we get John. He's been all over the place, and I'll reach out to try to get John in for next week after the election, and we'll see how it all goes down.
Ah.
I know, we're getting there. It's 8 days. We can do this. 8 days. Part of the conversation we were having with John was the lack of presidential endorsements coming out of the Washington Post and, of course, the L.A. Times. We do have some updates on this from CNN, if you bear with me. We're lamenting the billionaires owning these journalistic outfits and then, what, somehow being concerned? I mean, I don't know why a billionaire would be concerned. I mean, for real, dude, you're a billionaire. You're one of the richest people in the world. And you don't want to, what, you don't want your editorial team to endorse or make that endorsement public because you're afraid of Trump? I don't get that. I don't get that. Like, apparently being a billionaire ain't what it used to be if you're that kind of a wuss. But CNN is reporting the ripple effect of Bezos's decision to block the Washington Post from endorsing a presidential candidate continues to reverberate through the newspaper as a tidal wave of readers cancel their subscriptions and nearly one-third of the Post editorial board stepped down in protest. Whew! The resignations came as David Shipley, the Post editorial page editor, met with staffers in the opinion section Monday afternoon, telling them that Bezos, the newspaper's owner, first expressed doubts in September about endorsing in this year's presidential election. Well, sell the paper then, dude. Sorry, that's my editorial there. A person with knowledge of the matter told CNN that an endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris had been drafted by the Post editorial board members before it was quashed by Bezos, but a final decision was not made until last week, according to a person with knowledge of the meeting. Shipley said he tried to convince Bezos to agree to make the endorsement, but I failed, he told the staff, according to the person. Attendees asked about reports that hundreds of thousands of Post readers had canceled their subscriptions since the decision was announced Friday. Shipley said he did not know the figures. NPR reported by midday Monday, folks, that's today, more than 200,000 people had canceled their digital subscriptions from the Post. Citing two people familiar with the matter, CNN could not independently confirm the figure. A Washington Post spokesperson declined to comment.
Oof.
200,000 gone since Friday. I mean, that's got to hurt a little bit. Staffers also asked Shipley about former President Donald Trump's meeting on Friday with executives from Blue Origin. Shipley said Bezos, now Bezos owns Blue Origin as well. Bezos told him he did not know executives from his company were scheduled to meet with Trump on the same day that the Post announced it would not endorse. Person close to Bezos later confirmed to CNN he did not know about the Blue Origin meeting in advance. But in the wake of Bezos' decision not to endorse, many Post staffers have been left with unanswered questions and a sense of bewilderment over the reasoning behind the move. A person said, quote, "There's just this huge amount of feeling that what we do has been set back by this sort of giant hit on our trust, and trust is what journalism is all about." Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes! Trust, credibility, character. Yes, people, these are the things that matter when you talk about the sources of your information. And I love me some Washington Post, just like my first go-to before the Times, before the local newspapers. The Post has always been my first go-to. I like the format. I like the opinion pieces. I like the news pieces. I like the Post. I don't like Bezos. What are you stepping in here for, man? Why would you buy the newspaper to not let them do the newspapering business, which is, in this case, to have your editorial team, not your news team, your editorial team, at least tell the readers who what their opinion is. You know, they're giving their opinion. That's kind of what you do. God, it's terrible. 855-752-4842. We are going to get to the Trump rally, and we also have some sound of Vice President Harris. So we have some terrible eat your broccoli sound, and then we got some good, you know, get your cupcake sound.
Yeah.
from Harris. I told you my brother-in-law's birthday was this past weekend. Mm-hmm. He just turned 50, and at his request, my wife, Steph, made these awesome like cupcakes, pistachio Ooh. Cupcakes, like Ooh. Watergate cake. Like, you know, back in the day, they'd eat these things, and she made them into cupcakes, and they're so damn good.
Did you bring an extra?
No, I ate them all. Anyway, so we're gonna eat our Watergate cake after we eat our broccoli with some of the sound, fine. And want to get your opinions as well. 855-752-4842. Lots to get to and some callers. Let's get them in right now. Whistler from Richland Center, you are up. Happy Monday, Whistler. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. I enjoy listening to yourself.
Thank you.
I'm here in Richland County. Went out to pick my grandson up from football practice and went by the American Legion and VFW. I'm not a member of either, but I am a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And Humvee's bus was there. And I thought that was kind of bizarre. You know, usually I would stop in, but because his bus was there, I decided not to.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. I mean, you know, this is a small place, and he doesn't know anything about the agriculture industry.
Yeah.
Here he is in, you know, farm country.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of him. But I just wanted to give you a jingle and drop my 2 cents worth in.
All right, Whistler, appreciate it, man. Appreciate you listening and letting us know. They are barnstorming. I did see today, I mean, the lineup for this week in the state of Wisconsin is off the hook. We got Harris in Madison, Wisconsin on Wednesday, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Trump in Green Bay on Wednesday. J.D. Vance in Wausau and Racine today. Walls, he was in Manitowoc. He will be in Waukesha. I got some sound from him earlier today as well. Bernie Sanders and AOC in Madison and Oshkosh. That's today. He'll be in Oshkosh, or was in Oshkosh at 3:30. He'll be in Madison with AOC at 7:30, doors open at 6:30. RFK Jr., he's coming to Madison on Tuesday as well. My understanding also that Favre, Green Bay's own Brett Favre, he's going to be on stage with Trump in Green Bay.
Ew,
I know. Ah, come on. Fresh off the heels of the did he or did he not take money out of Mississippi, whatever, welfare fraud case. We'll see. Lots of barnstorming here in the state of Wisconsin. And the Hovde thing, I've said it, and I'll continue to say it because I think it's the first tell. Hey, I'm Eric Hovde, and I'm running for Senate. And he never said the state of Wisconsin. He didn't say, I love the state of Wisconsin. I was born here, raised here. I care about what happens here. I care about my family and friends and constituents and neighbors. And this is why I'm running for Senate in the great state of Wisconsin. Because Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. We love Wisconsin, 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 Wisconsin. How do you not say the name of the state that you want to represent in your opening video.
Right. And you know, Tom, we played a game this past week when we were looking at the platforms.
Yes.
We were looking at the platforms of both the presidential candidates and the Senate candidates. You suggested a really fun game where we go to Tammy Baldwin's issues page and we went to Eric Hovde's issue page and we searched for the word Wisconsin.
And what did we find out? Do you recall?
I do recall, all right. Actually.
What is it?
On Eric Hovde's issue pages, on each one of them specifically, he only has four issues that are actually important to them. None of them reference policies or situations specific to Wisconsin. The only reference of Wisconsin is in a header and a footer that is on every single page.
like brought to you by Hovde for Wisconsin.
Precisely. Precisely. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's terrible. That's the whole point. It's like, take your millionaire off the shelf, give him a boilerplate platform, and go out and do it. Because the guy doesn't have to worry about...
Oh, yeah, but sure, he's not a carpet baker.
He doesn't have to worry about paying the rent. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't worry about paying the cable bill. I mean, he's a millionaire. So you're taking time
he's
off...
He's a many-millionaire.
Taking a time off of his bank job in California, where, remember, they got like $20 million in from the...
From the planes.
They flew him in from, Bank Azteca or something to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can Google that. Taking time off to just give out a boilerplate. And as John Nichols discussed, when he was debating Tammy Baldwin here in the state of Wisconsin, I guess maybe 10 days ago, and the farm bill came up, and he's just like, I didn't read the farm bill. I don't know. I'm not in the Senate. I don't know anything about the farm bill.
I'm not in the Senate. How am I possibly supposed to get my hands on a Senate bill?
Then how are you going to have any opinion about anything else? You're not in the Senate. I mean, if that's your excuse for not knowing anything about the farm bill, then why do you have opinions on abortion, for example? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not in the Senate. How can you possibly have an opinion on abortion? It's just so weak. And as the guy who worked and grew up on my neighbor's farm, dairy farm, like 110 milking cows, and they had calves and heifers, and, one lucky bull if the breeders couldn't get it to work right. That's hard work. That's a hard job, and you get up and while you may get used to the country beef gravy smell, it still is on you. My clothes, when I would come back to the house, my house, my parents' home after working on the farm, I'd have a little dedicated place for my shoes and my clothes and my boots because it smells like cow crap. You can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. And baling the hay and milking the cows and driving the tractors and doing all the feeding the cow, all the stuff that's got to get done and never, ever, ever, ever stops. And for a guy like Eric Hovde, who probably never milked a cow, probably never scraped the crap. You got to clean up after the cows. You got to put the lime down, put the straw down. You got to make sure you got to clean them up so they don't get mastitis. It's a lot. And I was just a laborer, man. I can't imagine my buddy's older brothers who were running the farm at the time. All the stuff you got to know. You got to be a mechanic. You got to be a vet. You got to have a green thumb. You got to do all these things. And for a privileged guy like Eric Hovde, a banker, to come in and not even address, not even mention the name of the state that he wants to be a senator in, not even to fake what might be in the farm bill to discuss and what he would do to make it better. I mean, come on. It's he is boilerplate. Just like his roll-up video, just like his webpage, just like him. It's boilerplate. Let's take it off the shelf and stick it in. Well, how about we not do that? Tammy's been here. She's been performing. Vote for Tammy. Folks, this is the Dom Selvey Show. We'll come back with some of your calls as well. 855-752-4842.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We have some texters. I've been ignoring you. Sorry, texters. We'll get to you. Just a couple here before we get to the lines. A caller, a texter from the WMDX608. I believe the nation should endorse Kamala Harris. Now, this is the Nation magazine. Our previous guest, John Nichols, works there. While I don't agree with her on some issues, most notable is her weak stance on Gaza, I'm voting nonetheless, I am voting for her and supporting her. Yes, The Nation magazine did support Kamala Harris, as did the Cap Times. John works at both of those entities, and they did both come out. Now, I did see The Nation also had some folks within The Nation magazine write an opinion piece that they should not have endorsed Kamala Harris, specifically because of the Gaza conflict. But at least, you know, and I appreciate that, but at least they made a stand. And you can agree or not agree, but it's not like the Washington Post, who lost apparently 200,001, according to my pal Scott, who texted in there, the Washington Post losing 200,000 subscribers since Friday and about a third of their editorial staff. Let's see what else we got here. LA Tom, I think the election will be a landslide in Dems' favor. We have ground game. They do not. Also, a woman's right to choose versus government rights to choose. All the kids that have to deal with the years of active shooting drills. Yeah, right. He's predicting a landslide. I hate to put it out there, but I kind of feel that, man. I mean, I don't know. And we'll get to the frickin' Nazi rally, whatever the hell that thing was, this dark, misogynistic, racist, last call garbage. I mean, it was trash. It was absolutely trash. And the crowd there was just eating it up. It seems to me that that's going to turn off a lot of people, as well it should. It is. Mm-hmm. It was ugly. It was angry. It was dark. It was not motivating. It was not substantive. It was just trash. It's trash. So I'm with you, LA Tom. It's hard for me to think how that could not be a landslide. But keep working, folks. We're not done. We're not done yet.
Keep knocking doors. Keep making calls.
What else we got here from the text line? 855-752-4842. I keep hearing everything about AOC and Madison, except where? Well, Angie from Monroe, I'm here for you. My internet says the Overture Center for the Arts, 201 State Street in Madison, tonight, 6:30. So you still get an hour before the doors open. That is the location for the Senator Sanders and AOC event tonight. Once again, at 6:30 to 8:30 at the Overture Center for the Arts, 201 State Street in Madison. Wait till the show's over. You can go check it out. You can bring us with you with the Civic Media app. Put us in your pocket. Take us everywhere you go. So there you go, Angie. Go check it out and report back tomorrow. Let me know. All right. And finally, please talk about that opening, quote unquote, comedian at the Madison Square Garden. Not just the floating garbage, but the breeding of immigrants and his open arms. Oh, we will definitely get there. How much time we got here? Let's get Mark in. He's been patient, and then we will get to the Trump rally, if that's what you want to call it. Hey, Mark, welcome. Happy Monday, dude. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it's interesting on the Trump rally. The first thought that he was claiming there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people standing outside in Madison Square Gardens because they couldn't get in there because they still wanted to get into the site of the Bund rally back in the 30s. And people should remember that, and you know that I'm not going to quote what it says exactly, but one of our beefs against the King of England was he wasn't allowing immigration into the colonies because, you know, the colonists were desperate for new people to come into the colonies. And in the early days, under the first immigration law in the New Republic, it took only 2 years to become a citizen. They later raised it to 3, I think, and later on it was 5 years to become a citizen. And he had to forswear allegiance to any foreign power.
Yep,
well,
yep.
Mr. Trump has never forsworn his allegiance to Vladimir Putin or apparently good old Elon Musk. Apparently has been over there, you know, having secret negotiations with Mr. Putin and who knows how many other of these.
It seems wildly inappropriate, Mark. You know, I mean, honestly, dude, and I, you know, you don't want, you know, normal citizens engaging in foreign policy. Certainly, I don't care how rich or poor you are, Elon Musk. And I guess if you got business in Russia, you can talk your business. But come on, man. And now you're out there with your Nazi font on your dark mega hat, jumping around stage like a dip. What it was? I can't say what
you
was.
Can't say what
I can't
said.
Say that.
I'll bleep you.
But it's been it continues. It's not like any of these folks are you know, have any reflection about what they're doing or what they're saying and thinking about it. And wow, is this gonna turn off Latinos? Is this gonna turn off Puerto Ricans? Is this gonna turn off name your group? And other than like white nationalist Christian men and a few of the women who know their place and keep quiet, I don't know who this campaign hasn't insulted in some way, shape, or form. And beyond just like the ethnicity and race and all those things, it's also the efforts to come after freedom of speech. You know, I mean, there is a piece, and we'll get to this, and we'll get to some of the sound. CNN, Trump unveils the most extreme closing argument in modern presidential history. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This guy is dark. This whole thing is dark. And we'll get to that and some of the sound. But it's certainly concerning. And when we talk about who's going to be motivated here in the last 8 days, 7 days, and how many hours? There's not much. At this point in time, when everyone's out crisscrossing, you know, swing states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, Arizona, they're all over the place. Don't you want to get to some of those undecided? And is it do you think, in any circumstance, you ever think getting to people by insulting them is the best way, by calling their country of origin garbage, by saying that, you know, they the press is crooked, that you, if you're object to some of the things that Donald Trump says, that you should be silenced? Are those ways to bring a coalition together? I mean, I don't think so. And I get, you know, the fascist remarks. Again, these are Trump's people calling him fascist. And that maybe we've hit that with Harris, and maybe she will turn more positive these last 7 or 8 days. But folks, Trump was not positive. Come back for that.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. With the election 1 week from tomorrow, campaigns are stepping up their appearances in Wisconsin, especially for those running in the presidential election. La Crosse will get a visit from Jill Biden and Gwen Walz today, the first time that the two have appeared at a campaign event together. Walz was in La Crosse last month ahead of the presidential debate, while Biden has not yet visited the Cooley region in her several trips to Wisconsin. The pair will be speaking at an Educators for Harris Walz event tonight. Gas prices are beginning to come down, and while some say it's because of next week's election, there's another, simpler factor that explains why. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The average gas prices in Wisconsin fell 6.7 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $2.87 per gallon. This is over 21 cents lower than a month ago, and more than 31 cents lower than this time last year. Gas is at its lowest level since January, which some Americans attribute to the upcoming election. Officials at Gas Buddy say politicians have little influence over gasoline prices. The switch to winter gas and the drop in demand is pushing gas prices down. Officials say these drops will continue into and even beyond the election as colder weather arrives.
Here in La Crosse, the average price of gas is under $2.80, according to GasBuddy.com. The La Crosse Center is seeking a 21% increase in funding for 2025. According to City Council materials, most of the additional over $330,000 in requested funding would be to cover marketing, as well as wages and benefits for employees. The planned budget is also taking into account increased cost of services, such as cleaning and other routine maintenance. The City Council's Room Tax Commission will review the budget, as well as explore La Crosse's $2.1 million budget request tomorrow. Take Civic Media with you anywhere you go. Download the free app now at civicmedia.us/app or find it on your device's app store. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season one will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm, a low near 60. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps fall out of the 70s in the morning to the 50s by evening. It's 69 degrees right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Election Day is just a week away, and Sandy Williams will be here Tuesday morning to discuss the striking difference between the two presidential candidates and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
All
until I should die, until I should break. Not a god, not a devil my soul shall take. If I should lie to betray myself, then I would damn myself and my soul forsake. I don't want 15 minutes, want a whole lot more. Don't want to suffer the fools.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Gordy says this, jumping like a dipstick, like an engine way out of whack. A dipstick. We can say dipstick, right?
Yeah, we can say that.
Talking about Elon Musk at the Trump rallies. Another one, no guarantee of free speech if it's hate speech. Tim Walz is accredited to maybe... Well, the ACLU says there's some speech out there you can, they'll defend it. And the effort by the Trump campaign to specifically go to Madison Square Garden. And if you haven't seen the Nazi rally from, what, 39, it is something to behold. I'll never forget the first time I saw that black and white footage of this Nazi rally. And I could not believe it was happening in this country. I was... stunned, and it was years ago, so I'm not much more wise and traveled now, and now I very rarely get surprised. Rarely. But this warm-up crew for Trump at Madison Square Garden was surprising. In the if you want to attract, you know, more people to your cause, it would be surprising. I would not go this route. Yep. But we do have some sound of it. And Jess, thank you for all the hard work you have done. And you got to listen. What, we got a compilation?
We do have a compilation.
We got best of?
Well, I wouldn't use best.
Worst of?
Worst of.
Hey, highlight worst of the bad stuff?
Yeah.
From the, I guess, the warm-up act.
Yeah.
The warm-up act for Donald Trump at Madison Square Garden. Let's start with cut number one, please, Jess.
You got it.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here.
Are you sure?
Not looking very hard.
I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here.
Definitely not looking very hard.
Mm. Black guy with a thing on his head? What the hell is that, a lampshade? Look at this guy. Oh, my goodness. I'm just kidding. That's one of my buddies. He had a Halloween party last night. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, great.
Look. In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there.
This country was built on hard work,
Dr. Phil,
added value, and talent, not on equal outcome, not on DEI.
Okay.
So there's a little flavor for you, yeah. Right? If you weren't dirty enough, if you want more, well,
we do have some more.
We have more.
We do.
Let's. Is it more warm up?
Yeah.
A second opening band.
Well, it's a little deeper dive of that opening quote unquote comedian.
Let's name names here. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
Hinch goes by Kill Tony, my understanding. Also, my understanding, he was some sort of acolyte of Joe Rogan. He's been on Rogan's, he's part of that crew.
Lovely.
Yeah. Let's hear what else this quote unquote comedian had to say.
Sure.
I welcome migrants to the United States of America with open arms. And by open arms, I mean like this.
He's waving away.
He's like that. What, yep. His hands are like that.
Yep.
Yeah, funny, dude.
So funny.
It's wild. And these Latinos, they love making babies, too.
Oh, there you go.
That.
Yeah, tell me more.
They do. There's no pulling out. They don't do that. They come inside, just like they did to our country. Republicans are the party with a good sense of humor.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I mean, that's the funniest thing I heard all day, dude. Oh my god, a good sense of humor, my ass. That's, you know, and we've seeing the reporting on both these, the efforts of both the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign, outreach for Latino. I mean, yeah. That's really going to get it done.
Yep, that's a great closing message.
Love making babies. You know how to get that back of the throat? See how he did that at the end?
Yeah.
He's like, ah, it's like I'm just giving up now. Just absolutely terrible. So thank you for, I don't know, the next October surprise, Tony Hinchcliffe. Now, it should be noted that the Trump campaign has come out and said that, you know, that particular quote about Puerto Rico being a pile of garbage, they disavowed the line, with the spokesperson saying the joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. Okay, what about the ones about the Latinos love making babies?
Yeah, they didn't disavow that.
No, they
that
didn't
part.
About just, how about the one about Harris being the Antichrist?
That's fine.
No, that's good.
That's
that,
good.
That was okay.
Yeah.
But the rhetoric on the left by repeating Kelly's assertion that Trump is a fascist, you know, Marine
really
general.
Tone it down.
Yes. It's your own crew, dude. That's your own staff. These are the people that you brought in, the very fine people. I usually hire very fine people. Those are the folks who have spent the most time with you. And now they're out saying these things about you. And so the Harris campaign and Harris herself was asked a question point blank, and she answered it point blank. Yes, I think he's a fascist. Now, given that this is the last week of the campaign, and you know, that was last week's news, and I've seen some reporting, well, maybe they should you know, sway away from that. And I think that's probably good advice. At the closing night, I think you want the shining city on the hill, bring people together. Here's what we're going to do together. We're going to, you know, turn the page on the past, and, you know, all that happy horse pucky. Let's go. I can say that, right?
You can say that.
You know, just from a marketing perspective, you know, unless you want to burn it down, because that's what this sounds like. Now, Trump himself, well, we got some quotes from that as well.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Well, it's what we do.
I know.
Don't worry. This is the broccoli portion. Okay. We'll get to the cupcakes.
I want my cupcake.
With Harris in just a little bit.
Okay.
This one, very, very strange. Why we played the Sticks Mr. Roboto earlier. Cut number one from Trump, please.
You got it.
And I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House, right?
The House?
Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over.
I hate that.
It's very strange to me. So, you know, the concern that I'm hearing is, well, you know, they're going to play games like they did before. And, you know, they can't get enough certification from the votes, and it goes to the states and all this. Maybe they're going to, you know, purposefully kind of sandbag some Republican states to make some havoc, play some games. It's hard to say. You know, with a guy like Donald Trump, he's just BSing half the time anyway. So who knows what he actually has, a little secret, or doesn't have a secret. I mean, how many times I heard he had a replacement for Obamacare, for ACA?
Repeal and replace.
I mean, dozens of times I've heard this.
Don't worry, he's got concepts of a plan.
Yeah, and how many times Mexico's going to pay for the wall? I mean, you could go down the list. So when the man says something, I don't immediately believe it. But sometimes I kind of do, like the enemy from within. Cut two, please.
A massive, vicious, crooked, radical left machine that runs today's Democrat Party. They're just vessels.
What?
In fact, they're perfect vessels because they'll never give them a hard time. They'll do whatever they want. I know many of them. It's just this amorphous group of people. But they're smart and they're vicious.
Vicious.
And we have to defeat them. And when I say the enemy from within, the other side goes crazy. Becomes a sound of, oh, how can he say? No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within.
You know, the guy's got so many enemies. Cut three, please.
One thing I have been, even the enemy, because they are the enemy, what they've said, even that enemy, too, and they're really the enemy. They're the enemy of the people, the press.
Come on, there we go. Man.
We're back to this one.
I mean, how many times can guys say enemy in one rambling sentence?
A lot.
One more time. Let's play it one more time, please. Let's count.
Sure.
One thing I have been, even the enemy, because they are the enemy, what they've said, even that enemy, too, and they're really the enemy. They're the enemy of the people, the press.
I got five.
I got five.
In a 10-second clip.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be a record.
That might be.
But no, he's totally cognitively fine. Don't worry about it.
He's so fine.
And this one was a clip from his Novi, Michigan speech. And I had to pull this one out because when I heard it, it struck me as a guy who used to work on my neighbor's dairy farm.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted. Cut mm-hmm. number four, please.
But no, these people are for real. You know, the cows are going to disappear.
What?
No more cows.
What? No more cows.
No more anything.
No more anything?
These people are crazy.
No more cows? No more anything? But I want anything. I want everything. I can't have anything? We're not going to have any cows? We're not going to have anything?
No cows. No anything.
Now, I know you're a little younger than me, but there was a movie when mm-hmm. I was growing up called The Neverending Story.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept was, if you don't read, you know, whatever, it's a reading, got to read. Mm-hmm. But this nothing, it was the nothing. If you don't believe, the nothing comes. And it's nothing. Ooh, it's scary. It was scary.
Spooky, ooky.
No more cows, no more anything. I mean, I got to tell you, if the Democrats are as evil and vicious as Donald Trump says that they can actually make sure there is no more anything,
mm-hmm.
anything ever. I mean, what does that mean? How do we digest this? I mean, no more anything. It's one thing to not have cows.
Sure, you can get by without cows. I mean,
but no more anything? 855-752-4842. Tim Walz, is this from today? I'm not sure what
this is from today.
Okay, let's hear the Democratic candidate for the vice presidency, governor of the great state of Minnesota, their closing argument versus ours. Now, we heard a little bit, and we have some more from the CNN, but let's hear what Tim had to say.
Sure.
Their closing argument last night was clear to the rest of the world. It's about hate, it's about division, it's about dividing us. Kamala Harris is out here making the case, as I am with all of you, that this is a new way forward, an opportunity to be the president for all Americans.
Well, wow, what a concept.
Wow. That sounds nice.
One more from Walls, please. Cut to.
Well, the biggest guardrail is left, the American public, the ability to go cast your vote, the ability to not just vote against Donald Trump, which I'm just going to say will be pleasurable, but you're voting for something. You're voting for a leader who's been proven.
You're voting for a leader that's been proven. A little bit here from the CNN reporting. Trump unveils the most extreme closing argument in modern presidential history. They kind of go through some of the sound. And from the actual meat of the article, much of Trump's speech brimmed with falsehoods and exaggerations. No.
Shocking.
You could save that one, cut and paste that, and put it on every article about Trump ever.
Uh-huh.
It was exactly the kind of rhetoric that the Harris campaign believes could prompt moderate voters and disaffected Republicans to choose the vice president. But it also represents a bet from the Republican nominee that he can drive out a huge base turnout and activate voters who don't normally cast ballots but who agree with his hardline policies. If nothing else, it clarified the choice that voters face in the coming days as Harris promises Americans they can move on from Trump's extreme behavior that tested the rule of law and constitutional constraints on presidents during his first term. The ex-president's blistering anti-migrant rhetoric ranks alongside the most flagrant demagoguery by a major figure in any Western nation since World War II. But it was also complemented by a sharp economic argument that represented the second leg of Trump's closing pitch and targeted the frustration many Americans who are struggling with high grocery prices despite cooling inflation. I did hear today he's going to eliminate inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No more inflation.
No more inflation.
I mean,
no more anything.
No more cows.
No more cows.
No more inflation. No more anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's got it all figured out. And we did actually look at his 16-page,
mm-hmm.
20-bullet-pointed mm-hmm. platform. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. he said he was going to get rid of inflation.
He's going to stop inflation.
Stop inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes total sense. Makes total sense. Folks, this is the Dominic Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. All right. Thank you for putting up with the broccoli.
The Anna broccoli.
Now, on the other side of this short break, we're going to bring you the cupcakes.
Yay!
Yeah, the pistachio cupcakes with the green whipped cream on top. So light and airy and tasty after a salty meal from a salty dude like Donald Trump. Nora O'Donnell of CBS, we have some comments from Harris. We're going to play that next when we come back. Last segment of the day, 855-752-4842.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490 AM.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a call. It's a phone line. It's a text line. who was it? Where is this one now? Monica from Mount Horeb. Does Trump understand that if there's no more anything, there are no more lies?
What would he do?
No lies. Oh, my goodness. No more anything is a bait and switch on Project 2025. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Tom mentions Michelle Obama gave a great speech. Yes, she did. We did see some of that. Perhaps we'll grab some of that for tomorrow's show. Also, real quick, we talked about it earlier on the Maggie Dawn show. Officials identify a suspect vehicle in ballot drop box fires. Apparently some drop box went up in flames and Oregon and Washington State.
Oh boy.
So there's that. 855-75-CIVIC. All right. We promised to eat. Got through the broccoli. Now it's time for cupcakes. Let's hear. The first 100 days, Nora O'Donnell interviewing Vice President Kamala Harris. She's Hera O'Donnell's from CBS. Let's start with cut number one, please, Jess.
What would your first 100 days look like? What would be your top legislative priority?
Well, it's going to be lowering costs and a package of legislation that is about lowering costs, again, on the issue of housing, small businesses, child tax credit, basically putting more money in the hands of American working people, but also cutting middle class taxes. A priority in equal form is going to be what we need to do to deal with reproductive health care and reinstate the freedoms and the rights that all people should have and women should have over their own body, and then dealing with immigration and in particular border security and bringing back up that bipartisan bill that Donald Trump killed so we can get more resources down to the border.
Okay, getting a handle on costs, you know, addressing the overturning of Roe v. Wade and border security.
Yeah.
Great ideas. I like those concepts, but what if you have a divided Congress, Nora O'Donnell asks, let's play cut number two.
What do you think you'll be able to do if you have a divided Congress?
So I will tell you, Nora, for most of the issues that I think concern the vast majority of Americans, they're not partisan issues. Bringing down the cost of groceries, bringing down the cost of housing, getting more support to families with children, these are not partisan issues. Democrats, Republicans, independents deal with these issues equally and actually don't think of them through the lens of the party with which they're registered to vote. So that means working across the aisle.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a nice thought. Now, I'm not sure that they would, you know, the Republicans would agree to the, you know, the details of the specific legislation.
Right.
You know, the child tax credit was also denied by the Republicans. So, well, but generally speaking, yeah, I think I agree with the vice president in that regard. And there'll probably be some folks that would be receptive to reaching across the aisle to try to get things done, lowering costs. But again, this is the same crew. And now if Kamala wins and she has to divide Congress and we're past the silly season, well, Trump's going to have to deal with his trials and all that kind of stuff. So perhaps a Republican House would be more receptive to the bipartisan border bill that was passed by Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. So maybe there will be more opportunity on the other side of this election than there was prior to. Let's get a couple more in here quick. The cognitive test. I'm sorry. Let's go to cut number three, polling.
We are entering the final week. The polling has you and Donald Trump essentially tied. Do you believe those numbers?
You know, listen, it's a presidential race, and it should be close. Big issues, and I am traveling the country, talking with voters, listening to voters, and I intend to earn every vote we receive. But I will tell you in all honesty, I'm seeing a lot of enthusiasm around our campaign.
And would you take a cognitive test? Cut number four, please.
Would you take a cognitive test?
Sure. I would challenge him to take the same one.
Yeah.
Man, woman, camera, television, light bulb. And the last cupcake of the day, Trump's unfitness for office. Cut number five, please, Jess.
Would you take a cognitive test?
We had the cognitive test again.
I would challenge him to take the same one. But here's the thing. This is what he has resorted to, and I think he actually is increasingly unstable and unhinged and has resorted to name-calling because he actually has no plan for the American people. But on the point of why Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States, don't take it from me. Listen to the people who know him best, his former chiefs of staff, most recently, four-star Marine General John Kelly. Listen to two former secretaries of defense who worked for him. Listen to his national security advisor. Listen to his vice president, who have all, in one way or another, said he is unfit to be president again, should never be president again, and is dangerous. It has become clear from the people who know him best, all Republicans, by the way, who served with him in the Oval Office and the Situation Room, not to mention Donald Trump's own words, saying that he would terminate, and I'm quoting, terminate the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, I want to ask you about that because after you called Donald Trump a fascist, the top Republicans in Congress have called on you to tone down your rhetoric. They say it's, quote, irresponsible anti-Trump rhetoric, and they're saying what you're doing could invite another assassination attempt against Donald Trump. How would you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I condemn any political violence of any sort against anyone. But again, don't take it from me. Take it from the people who know him best. John Kelly, I again urge anyone watching this, go online and hear John Kelly in his own words.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you to John Nichols from the Cap Times and The Nation magazine. Don't forget, it was Trump's crew that called Kamala Harris the Antichrist. Have a great night, everybody.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Insha Rahman. We're going to talk about crime, public safety, policing, and immigration, and what voters in Wisconsin really want.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.